One of my favourite things to do when I was a little girl was to stay with my granddad. So I'd go to stay with him during the holidays, and he would often tell me stories or sing songs for me. So I learned a lot from him. But one of my favourite things, like I said, was to listen to his stories. And around Halloween sometimes, or if we asked him at other times when it was getting dark or a bit scary, we'd ask him to tell us a ghost story. So one of the first ghost stories I remember was him telling us about a time when he was quite young. I think he was in his early 20s maybe, and he was already married, but he went back to his parents' house one night to just to meet his family and friends and have a game of cards maybe with the friends who were gathered there. So it got pretty late because they'd been playing cards for a long time, having some fun, so he didn't want to leave. And then eventually he and his friend decided, okay, we'd better leave and better go back home. So the two of them were walking together towards their house, but in between his parents' house and his new home, they had to pass a graveyard. So these two guys, young men, I suppose, they weren't very happy about the idea of going past a graveyard very late at night, because, you know, there are lots of stories about ghosts and spirits hanging around at that time of night. So they were approaching the graveyard and they were a bit scared, and they were wondering whether they should turn back or keep going, be strong and brave about it. So they were approaching the graveyard, and suddenly my granddad saw what he thought was a priest sitting on the wall. So he saw a man dressed in black with a white collar, and he was so frightened. I mean, I can't imagine what he must have said at the time, but he and his friend were really, really scared, and they were talking between themselves, oh my God, what should we do? What should we do? But they were so frightened they couldn't move. So eventually my granddad decided, oh, okay, I'm just going to run for it. I'm going to make a run for it. So all of a sudden he decided, and he just ran straight past the graveyard. And then suddenly this big dog came jumping down from the wall of the graveyard. And my granddad was so scared. He was like screaming and everything. But as it turned out, it was just a sheepdog that he'd seen. So in the dark of night, in those days with no road lights or street lights or anything, what he'd actually seen with his friend was a black sheepdog with a white collar. So not a ghost after all.